Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play Stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
One more. There's the man. There's the pop-up. 131-131.
Clock, another look at it.
This is why these situations are special. That you couldn't get a better miss from Jabari Smith Jr. He is the player of the game so far. He has that come off nice and soft. He doesn't hit it too hard. It's soft, and Shingun catches it, keeps it high.
Hell, I know Tyler liked that highlight.
Tyler, man.
I don't know what it means not to hit it too hard. You know what I mean? You know what I mean?
This makes a lot of sense.
I don't know if that came out like you wanted it to.
I think you might have butchered that one too. Makes a lot of sense. Tyler made reference multiple times. I want to go ahead and play this. You mind if I play this?
Set the tone for the segment. A little Rockets bumpy, talk, bumpy, a big moment last night's
I'm
game.
I'm going to play this highlight. This highlight. I'm like, oh, no, go ahead.
He over-communicated.
Yeah,
big moment in the 25-point comeback.
Hey, I'll be damned if this wasn't getting played on the drive today.
Damn, Tyler.
There ain't no way in hell that wasn't. Here, play it again, Tyler.
Let me fully appreciate it,
because there wasn't no way this wasn't getting played today.
One more.
There's the man. Clock, another look at it.
This is why these situations are special. That you couldn't get a better miss from Jabari Smith Jr. He is the player of the game so far. He has that come off nice and soft. He doesn't hit it too hard.
Boner alert.
This is the same guy who had to apologize for Grady Dick comments. All right.
You got a point.
Right, isn't that him?
He's so like that in the face, Craig.
I'm not real sure that he didn't do this one on purpose.
See if he's okay.
That sounded pretty calculated. You had time to think about that. You knew exactly what the Rockets were trying
to do. I don't think in any way he did. I don't think in any way he did this on purpose. You can hear it. Like, he is that was too much of a moment where it was like, oh, damn, that just happened. Like, it just hit him, like, for him to come up with, that came off soft. But he seems to go there, and Lord knows Tyler won't miss it. If you're wondering,
he doesn't hit it too hard.
It came off soft. Real talk. 713-572-4610. Those of you on the Jim Adler, the Texas Hammer text line. Those of you on YouTube and Twitch as well. What was your thought about that game yesterday?
Which half?
Yesterday, we went in there and we looked at it and we said, damn, they're a 16.5-point favorite in this game. Then we ran down the list as we saw Paul George was announced out for the season right before the game started. Then you look down, they literally had every single person damn near of note sitting down. No Embiid, no Maxey, no Eric Gordon, no Paul George, no anybody.
Let's go, Rocket.
Literally anybody on their team except for Quentin Grimes. The Woodlands own Quentin Grimes, who went for 46 last night. I don't know if the hell's gotten into him. But they were down 25. I remember Brandon and Tyler text, the team who has a 16.5-point favorite in this game is down 16 already in the first quarter. They're down by 25, and they are in need of Quentin Grimes losing his mind with just an awful turnover. Awful turnover. He had a timeout. He could have dribbled. He could have done whatever he wanted to. Instead, he tried to fit a bullet pass for some reason. And then Jalen Green picks it off. And then they foul Jabari Parker. And then they have to have Steven Adams and Sengun come in and shove two gentlemen who are 6'7", trying to box them out under the rim. And they tie this thing up. And then, of course, they take care of business in overtime. What's your thoughts about that game last night for the Rockets? They do win their seventh in a row against another bad team, but what's your thoughts about that?
Boy, I got several. First of all, I don't know how they could have avoided getting in the hole that they were in. I mean, all the no names for Philadelphia, they made 15 threes in the first half. And it wasn't just Steph Curry getting hot. It was three or four different guys just, I mean, so it's like, you want to say, well, why didn't you D him up? Well, hell, it was three or four different guys sitting out there. I guess you probably could, but like, that was just an unbelievable streak of shooting from the Philadelphia 76ers watching that. So getting in the hole didn't really shock me given how Philadelphia played. Now, the fact that the Rockets were able to dig out of that hole in the second half, I mean, the fact they were able to go on a 35-11 run to end the third quarter, and tie that thing up before the fourth happened, before the fourth even got there, that's the wild part for me. I mean, like sitting there at halftime, I'm going, there's no way they continue. All of these guys continue to knock down threes at the rate they're knocking down threes. But damn, that's a big, it was down 21 at half, right? So I thought it was just kind of one of those nights that they dug the hole, but it was one to talk about given how they climbed out of the hole. And I'm going to tell you, man, for me, the story about last night is Jabari Smith. I mean, down the stretch, like the different, even, and I know he made a three and Sengun came in and played good, and you mentioned Green, Steel. Green played well down the stretch. But Jabari, it seemed like he was involved with damn near every single critical play down the stretch on both ends of the floor, whether he was knocking down a three or he was getting a rebound or he was peeling off his man on defense and getting a block there late. I mean, it was just like Jabari Smith. It was his night, man. That was fun to watch from his perspective.
Yeah, I'm sorry. You just can't be down 25 to that Sixers lineup. That was just like, what the hell's going on? Like that Rockets. I know they shot the ball well. That Rockets defense. And Amen Thompson, their best all-around defender, wasn't there. But damn, you just can't get down 25 to Quentin Grimes. And just, good God.
I think their immaturity showed up in a big way throughout that game. You
I want to say your immaturity, like to this person who just texted in, they fouled Van Fleet on that three before his BS flagrant two. First off, nothing that you're saying is accurate. Okay, that was a flop among flops from Fred, and I love Fred. That was a flop among flops. Fred tried to stick both his legs out and make himself, like, you ain't gonna make a jump shot when you're trying to make yourself fall to the ground midair in the shot to sell a call. And then he went back,
yes,
like, and it just took the guy out on the, yeah.
Ran down the floor, pissed off.
I'm sorry. If you want to call him soft, like, there are two things. What him and Rudy Gobert did last night are going to get you ejected. Mm-hmm. All right. Both of those, that wasn't a BS flagrant two. That's a flagrant two. All right. And when you say immaturity, I want to say immaturity, but damn it, Fred, you can't be the one to go down there and do that.
Well, Tari Eason, too, in that game last night.
Well, yeah, Tari got himself. Yeah. He went ahead and did his thing. But Fred, you know, I mean, you can't just go decapitate a guy.
Come on, Fred.
There. And I know some people are going to say, oh, they did that in the night. No, they didn't. He would, his ass would have got run in 96 too.
Fred lost his head.
Fred lost it, and that's why Fred went ahead and walked that thing right on back. Right. There went a lot of argument there. But
damn it, Fred.
Listen, I will say this. You can tell that they work on that a lot. So I will give them that. I'm not going to lie to you. This is a team that is right now the 2 seed in the West. That just can't happen to the 76ers, especially moving forward. But at the end of the game, you could clearly see one team was ready and prepared at the end of the game over the other. Now, some of that might have been, you know, the Rockets had guys who actually have played a lot at the end of the game. But you could tell that miss and then those two get down there to – they've worked on that before, and they did that flawlessly. Well,
the defense in the second half, at least the midway through the third quarter and the fourth quarter and overtime, was absolutely tremendous. I mean, even with I thought the adjustments at halftime, or again, I don't know if it was halftime or not, but maybe it was at least in the third quarter. The adjustment to overextend and not give them easy threes was obvious. So whatever, whether that's the team just adjusting and giving more effort and playing defense, or if that's Ime Udoka pushing the guys out and telling them to extend, I don't know. But it was significantly better in the second half. Look, I agree with your overall point. If you can't get outplayed by that team in a half of basketball, I just believe it's magnified because of the way they shot threes. They had dudes. I mean.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient. Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 40% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I didn't even look at it at the end of the first half, but how many did anybody on the court not have a three? Anybody that started the game not have at least one, if not two threes? I mean, it was
Sixers, you're saying?
Yeah, it was wild how they. I mean, it just every time I looked up there's a different guy throwing up a three. And so anyway, I think they would have been down either way it goes, but the 21 point difference came because of a team got hot, and it wasn't just one guy; it was five guys. And so I don't know, to me, again, down the stretch, I mean, to be able to do that is wild. To be able to play that level of defense. Now, it ain't going to help you in a 7-game stretch because you'll run out of gas after 2 games. Yeah. You can't depend on that all the time, but it was impressive.
Yeah, I mean, it's a natural thing of like, hey, man, we're going to come out here. We're playing against this team that ain't got nobody out here. I mean, they were playing G League guys right there. But, like, Kick Rocks, I mean, you know, I love you. It's the NBA. You're not going to blow every bad team. I'm asking you not to get down by 20 damn five.
By the way,
in the first quarter.
To the 76ers, to Quentin Grimes. And, I mean, there are guys that, I swear before God, there are guys on that Sixers team that was playing last night. The last time I saw them was in college basketball. And And I'm not saying those guys are rookies. Like some of those guys, the last time I saw that one kid was when he was playing at Baylor and winning the national championship during COVID. I know the other guy who had 21 last night from his name.
One of the kids that hit two threes, a big, tall, light-skinned kid. Hell, he was an undrafted free agent.
I'm just like I understand you're not going to blow out everybody. And you can't get down by 25 to those 76ers.
With right? Ricky like, Council of Four.
Come on now. You can't get down with Jalen Green and Shingun and Smith and everybody on the floor. But 25 to them. Yes. Now, that is a fair thing.
Jared Butler balling.
All right, I'm going to say this, Jared. That's who it was, Butler. Jared Butler from Baylor. I had not seen him since Baylor.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. And Almacet has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Almacet with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at Almacet.com. That's Almased.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, non-stop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.